Chapter 87. Silent, deserted. The great house crouched over her, dark with the shutters closed against the sun, brooding and immense, smelling musty, as though old passions had died within its walls. Anna stood alone in the huge central room and screamed its name.
"Tyrannus Kral!"
And the thick stone walls smothered the sound of her madness.
"He is dead! Do you hear me? I took him away from all of you!"
And she shrieked in triumphant laughter, with the tears greasing her cheeks.
"I won! Do you hear me? I won!"
And her grief distorted the laughter. She picked up the heavy glass lamp and hurled it across the room. It burst, and the paraffin sprayed wide, glistening on the walls and soaking into the carpet.
"Tyrannus Kral, hear me. I hate you. I hate him. I hate you all of you."
She raged through the room, tearing down the gilt-framed pictures and smashing them so that the glass sparkled like tiny jewels in the gloom. She used a chair to smash in the front of the display cabinet and wreck the old china and glassware in it. She swept the books from the shelves into fluttering heaps and threw their torn pages in the air.
"I hate!" she screamed. "I hate!"
And the great house waited silent, exhausted with worn-out emotions, old and sad and wise.
"I hate you, all of you," and she ran out into the passage, through the kitchens, to the pantries.
On the lowest shelf stood a 4-gallon drum of methylated spirit, and she panted as she struggled with the stopper. The stopper came out, the clear liquid welled and ran down the metal sides, and she picked the drum up across her chest and stumbled back into the kitchen. It spilled down her skirt, soaking in, drenching the heavy cloth, forming a spreading pool on the stone flags.
"I hate!"
she laughed and stumbled, staggering off balance. Still clutching the drum, she fell against the kitchen range. Hot metal scorched her clothing and burned through to the flesh of her hip, but she did not feel it. Her sodden skirts brushed over the firebox. A tiny point of flame caught and grew. So when she ran on into the house, a fiery train swept behind her. Back in the central room, she poured from the drum over the books and the carpet, laughing as she splashed the long-draped velvet curtains. Oblivious of the flames that followed, until her petticoats caught and burned against her legs. Then she screamed again at the agony of her tortured flesh and brain. She dropped the metal drum, and it exploded, showering her with liquid blue flame, turning her hair and her face and her whole body into a living torch. A torch that fell and writhed and died before the flames reached the thatch of the roof of Tyrannus Kral.